There can be no kingdom without the King. I've seen the emptiness that comes with a human devotion to social activism, and it's even less appealing than the legalistic faith of my childhood. In a version of Christianity that focuses on the law and the rules, at least one has the chance to repeatedly encounter the living Christ in the Scriptures. But a faith that is reduced to social service easily replaces the need for a Savior as we start to believe we can make it all work on our own. If the church is relegated to the ranks of social service agency, even a highly effective agency, we have entirely missed our calling. My love for the poor will ebb and flow, and my commitment to do the right thing is fleeting. It is my response to the radical love and grace of Jesus, the liberating King, that has the power to change the world. It is only when I live as one rescued that I see the source of salvation is not by the work of my own hands. A social gospel is not the gospel any more than a spiritual gospel is the gospel. Some have defined the kingdom as a private, spiritual, Gnostic domain. The belief is that God has come to save our individual souls and establish micro-kingdoms of His spiritual reign. This refusal to see God as a covenant God who has set aside a people for Himself to redeem all of creation is a distortion of the gospel, and like the social gospel, in reality, no gospel at all. There are no shortcuts to the kingdom of God. We must come together under the reign of God. That is why the church is called out to journey together as we move towards the reign of God. It is always fascinating to hear the perspective of outsiders who visit our churches. We wonder if our sermons and worship reflect our actual beliefs. And through the eyes of strangers and critics, we can evaluate our effectiveness in a new light. A Houston Chronicle religion blogger and Unitarian pastor, Matt Tittle, recently came to visit Ecclesia, the church I pastor. He blogged about his experience and offered a unique point of view. As I entered the converted warehouse at 2115 Taft Street, I was comfortable. The gathering room to the worship space is a coffee shop and bookstore run by the staff. At Ecclesia, the focus was on the atmosphere and experience of worship. The most remarkable thing about Ecclesia was the age of the congregation. The average age was probably 27 to 29, with the mode, most common age, being a few years younger. Oh yeah, I forgot to mention the energy, one of my fail-safe litmus tests for a vibrant, growing congregation, is how...